from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football. It's NFL Lunch on Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato. Quick draw McGraw behind the glass. We're going until 2 o'clock right here on The Fan. Some news coming out around the NFL. This guy is he is with CBS Sports now. Sua Cravens used to be with the Washington Commanders. He was the safety that was drafted out of USC. Uh-huh. He spent some time in Denver with Jonathan Simmons. I've seen them do a lot of work together. Sua Cravens is reporting that Justin Simmons is finalizing a deal to go to Atlanta. So this will be another defensive pickup for Atlanta if it turns out to be the case.
And the Falcons, I was just reading, they're restructuring one of their guys' contracts to create cap space. They're going to pick up about $10-11 million in cap space. So, yeah, they're
going for it.
Oh, boy.
We imagine this will probably be Kirk Cousins' only year starting for them with this 2-year deal. I mean, I think they can get – I feel like they can get out of it after this first year. Penix is right there. Penix is already one of the – on the older side for a rookie quarterback these days.
24 or 25.
Yeah, so, I mean –
but let me ask you this, Cordell. Let's say you're the Falcons. You win a division. You win 11 games. You win a playoff game or two. And – you're not getting rid of Cousins.
It depends on how far of a drop-off they think Kirk is from the quarterback that's on a rookie deal still. They have a lot of talent now on this team, or on the offense. We know the talent that they have around the quarterback position. It looks like they're trying to put a lot into the defense. And we'll see. I mean, they haven't announced anything official with this Justin Simmons thing, but Sua Cravens does have a rapport with him, so it wouldn't shock me if he does.
The only thing is like, if he took them to the division and they won a playoff game, you know, Cousins is going to have a hell of a year. He's going to throw for over 4,000 yards, probably Pro Bowl, and then you're going to trade him?
Atlanta's done some head-scratching things. Honestly, like I said, I think it really boils down to how good they think Penix is. I mean, let's not forget that it's almost the Chiefs kind of did the same thing with Alex Smith. You know, Alex Smith taking them to the playoffs every year, and they've got Mahomes sitting there, and they just figured, you know, granted, Alex Smith would always – they would always have a shelf life. They're not lasting but so long, but it was sustained winning, and they felt like Mahomes was ready – to take over for him, and they traded him to the Commanders.
Yeah, if that's the case, they'll get a decent draft pick for Cousins.
For
There, a lot of people will be. Then you talk about pressure on Penix.
Oh yeah. I mean,
and the GM. And
yeah,
everybody.
They got to be right. They'd have to be right if it goes that way. Let's go out to Buffalo. This Buffalo defense, they had to kind of shed some cap space this offseason, got rid of a lot of their vets. Matt Milano still on the team, but he left Tuesday's practice, and it's coming out now that he tore his biceps and he's out indefinitely. So a big blow for that Bills defense, losing Matt Milano.
But you can play with a torn bicep. Ken Norton played the whole year with a torn bicep. You know, it's not comfortable. But how long does it say he's out?
It says he's out indefinitely. He will undergo surgery with the hope of trying to return later this season, okay, possibly in December.
Yeah, well, he wants to get it done, taken care of. Hey, that is a big blow. That is a big mm-hmm. blow for that defense, because he had just gotten back.
Yep. Yeah, and when he's playing, especially healthy, he's one of the better linebackers in the league. So for sure, I mean, Buffalo just don't have much. I don't really see it with Buffalo this year. I mean,
no,
I know they've got
either.
The quarterback, but I just don't see it with
them. I think it's Dolphins or Jets.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Let's go out to Kansas City. We know Hollywood Brown, he suffered that injury in the first preseason game. Here's Patrick Mahomes says that, you know, they are going to miss Hollywood Brown, and obviously it's going to cause for some of the other receivers to step up. But Patrick Mahomes is saying here, I guess we're lucky that it wasn't as bad as it could have been. We lose a little bit of that veteran type of receiver in the room. We have other guys that can replace him a little bit, but to have that much talent and have a good understanding of what I want, hopefully we're getting him back sooner than later.
Yeah, because they've been working out a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
So that in, because what did Patrick say? Yeah, I'm going to throw more deep balls this year. And I think a lot of that had to do with Hollywood Brown. And, you know, because I don't know that Xavier Worthy is going to be what Hollywood is, at least right away.
A couple of signings. We mentioned them earlier in the whip around, but Matt Judon, well, not necessarily a signing, but he was traded to the Atlanta Falcons earlier for a third round pick. Also, we saw Carl Lawson get signed by the Dallas Cowboys as well. With the Matt Judon situation and him going to Atlanta, I mean, the NFC South isn't that good to begin with. But is it really Atlanta head and shoulders the better team in that division right now?
Well, I think they got the best quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got best running back. They've got a lot of best. So, and they won 7 games last year with no quarterback.
Right.
And Tampa won the division with 9 wins.
Yeah, and Tampa.
So I would say it's Atlanta's to lose.
Yeah, I don't know how much stock people are putting into Atlanta these days. Obviously, you know, they came off of a really good year last year. They win a playoff game. Baker Mayfield gets paid in the offseason as well. Do you think Baker will be able to make magic again this season?
I think he'll be good. He'll be better, but you know, losing Canales as offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. how's that going to affect him? Now, Cordell, let's look at the Falcons' schedule here for a minute. I mean, they open up at home versus Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the Eagles.
That's tough.
And then they play the Chiefs.
That's tough.
Yeah. And then they got the Saints. Then they got the division. Saints, Bucks, Panthers. Saints, Bucks, Panthers, Seahawks, Bucks.
And look, the division should stink. And speaking of Carolina, I mean, you talk about their season last year. They were downright awful. And the rookie quarterback isn't able to really get much done last year. You make a head coaching change in the middle of the season. Will Bryce Young be able to get the Panthers to show some life this season, you think?
Well, I think he'll be better. I think he'll be much better. You know, maybe, I mean, Canales seems like he's done a good job. Look what he did in Seattle. Then he goes to Tampa, and Baker has his best year. And Bryce Young's going to have a good year, but I don't, are they going to be good enough? Probably not.
Entering the season right now, of course, everybody is probably looking at the Chiefs as the best team in football,
no
coming
doubt.
Off of yet another Super Bowl. Who do you see right now as the biggest threat to Kansas City in either conference?
The biggest threat to Kansas City? I think the Ravens will be one. I don't know. I think the NFC, it'll be San Fran, Detroit, maybe Green Bay. And then there'll be a surprise team in there somewhere, Cordell. I don't think the Chargers are going to be that, just because Herbert's going to miss a lot of time and stuff, at least early on here. So, and his 2 weeks have been up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's still not back yet.
Oh, you talking about Herbert? Yeah, I don't know exactly. I got to look. I got to look to see when he officially went down. But, yeah, I mean, anytime he's not there,
yeah,
it's not good.
So, the problem with the Chiefs is Cincinnati. You know, somebody from the AFC North. There's going to be a couple teams from the AFC North, Cordell, that are gonna really take a jump. And if Russell Wilson's playing good, let's just say if Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, if either one of them play really well, both those teams
mm-hmm.
can cause a lot of problems. And the Bengals, because of Burrow, Burrow's beat them. So he's been there. I just don't know that they're going to have the depth that they've had in the past, the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so well, it's... We'll see. I mean, for them, I'll make a prediction. They don't get their third Super Bowl this year.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
You're going with the field?
It's hard to go against Mahomes, but I'm going. And Cordell, I just go back to, you know, if Flowers doesn't fumble, mm-hmm. I think the Ravens win that game.
I do, too.
Because Kansas City couldn't move the ball.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, Ravens, they're back on the field on Saturday afternoon. Who plays in this game? Who needs to play? Who needs to have a good outing? We'll talk about it next here on...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Fan. Right here on The Fan. Coming up at 1:30, Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio will join us to talk all things sports. Right now, we're looking ahead to Saturday's preseason game for the Baltimore Ravens. Who will we see on the field, first of all, Vinny? Who do you, in your mind, needs to play?
Ajabo.
Mm-hmm.
I want him, Cordell, you were out there. I still think, we'll see. I don't know that he's ready yet, but everybody's saying he's had a couple good days. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him a chance. Playing the Falcons, who's made a lot of headlines lately.
Yeah.
So I think Ajabo, and then Cordell, I keep going back to the O-line, man. Because I don't think, well, and you know who else? Isaac. Want to see Isaac. Isaac, Ajabo, and the O-line. That's kind of where I'll be zeroed in. And then you know what, Cordell? Whoever else jumps out at me. Whoever else, you know, that we're talking about. Last week it was Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Last week it was Wiggins. You know, who's the Simpson and the Wiggins from last week? That's what I want. That's what I want to see. And I hope it's a right guard or a right tackle. I would love it to be. I don't think it's going to be. But then Ajabo and Adisa Isaac, I hope Isaac has a couple sacks in the game.
Yeah, I've become a little intrigued with this running back battle a little bit between mm-hmm. Ali and Owen Wright. I feel like Owen Wright has, out of the two, has flashed to me more throughout the duration of camp than Ali has.
Well, Ali hadn't practiced all week,
right?
So he's not going to play.
Right.
And then Ali,
he's the drafted guy.
Ali fumbled
mm-hmm.
and dropped a pass. So that is two negatives big time for Harbs. So I, if I'm a betting man, Cordell, the third back might not be on their team yet.
Might not be. We've got to see who gets
let go. I think there'll be a lot of good backs that are going to be cut.
What about wide receiver or just pass catchers in general?
Miller. Miller's going to make
Anthony Miller,
plays.
Yeah. He's looked good in his short time in camp so far.
And he's got some quickness and explosiveness, which mm-hmm. I like. You know, I mean, they got those big receivers, but they can't get open.
Yeah.
And then I hope Kadir has a big mm-hmm. game. I hope he gets a touchdown, you know, gets a chance to run with the ball because he's got some run skill after the catch. But I would like, and, you know, maybe he gets some run. You think he gets run in the second quarter or second half? It all depends on who's playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kohler's going to get a lot of play. And he needs to work on that blocking, which I don't think that's ever going to change.
I want to hope that some of these guys that are pass catchers are able to, you know, kind of make some noise. But the quarterback situation is questionable. The offensive line situation is questionable. That's kind of a recipe for disaster for these backup offensive players. I think it's going to be tough for some of these guys to really be able to show much of what they can do on film because it's just not going to be a lot of opportunities.
And Cordell, I keep going back to, you know, when Lamar missed a week or whatever it was, how bad was the offense?
Yeah.
The offense sucked. You know, hey, let's be totally honest. And it's all about what? It's all about the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got questionable line play and questionable quarterback play, the receivers, they're not going to have a lot of opportunity, I don't think. And it's going to be tough on a running back
because
there's not going to be a lot of creases.
And that's the thing. That's why it's like for me, Owen Wright jumps because it's almost like anybody that can make anything happen out there. Your stock has got to be kind of going up a little bit. So, yeah, you want to see who can kind of fight their way to making some sort of highlight plays. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. And you mentioned David Ajabo and Adisa Isaac. I definitely want to see those guys. I'd like to see Travis Jones flash a couple of times in this game, assuming he'll get a substantial enough amount of time to play. I'm sure he'll play.
Yeah, show me, instead of just bull rushing, show me some hands and quicks
because
you got it. Play on the edge. Get up the field. And, you know, so those are the things I want to see from him. He had one nice play, I thought. Otherwise, he got his shoulders turned and stuff too much, in my opinion, which allowed people to get up to the linebackers.
I think it'll be a solid test for the secondary Because Penix looked good in his debut,
him.
So he'll definitely throw the ball around. He's an accurate thrower. He'll throw the ball down the field. He's got some mobility. He's not going to be a guy that's out there, you know, that's going to be afraid to make plays with his arm or his legs. I do think he's a good type of quarterback that'll be able to really give this defense a true test.
I'd like to see Armour Davis get some pass defenses. And I'd like to see Pepe Williams, you know, do some things. And did Tampa practice much when you were there, Cordell? Because he did drills, and then he was running on the field when I was there.
Yeah, I didn't notice him. Granted, this was Tuesday, so I didn't notice him do a lot team-wise out there. I'll pay attention to that today to see how much he's doing. If he's still, you know, by the time I get out there, if he's still on the field or if he's not practicing.
So right. I'm guessing he's probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they're looking to push the envelope with these guys that are just
he's a
getting
good
back.
Player. And then, the other thing too, Cordell, is Kane won't be playing, which I'd like to see Kane again because I thought he really did. He did some things that make you take notice, and I hadn't noticed him the whole year, and he showed up in the games, which I like. I mean, because that the most important thing is playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's going to be returning kicks?
I think you're going to see Deontay Hardy. He's been practicing here, so I would imagine he'll get some run. You might see some Justice Hill back there.
Last time
Malik
it was
Cunningham
Hardy
might get some.
Ali, and Ali, you know, start the game, and he had a nice run, but then he put the ball on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said down by contact, but it doesn't matter. You still right. put the ball on the ground.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens on Saturday. It should be a better afternoon than it was Friday night, at least at the start of that game, weather-wise.
Well, it might be raining this Saturday.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, got to make it happen. Harbs and those guys, they love when they get the rain coming. It gives them an opportunity to work on that. Yeah, I see 50% chance of rain on Saturday, really throughout the weekend.
Mostly during the day, though, because I look like for the Orioles games, like 20% Saturday night.
Yeah, it looks like it's gone by noon with the game being so early. And maybe it may still be drizzling. It looks like it's supposed to stop in the 11 o'clock hour, then pick back up later on that night. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll bring in Mike Harmer from Fox Sports Radio, talk some sports with him. That's next here on The Fan. At the end of today's show, joining us now to talk some sports, Mike Harmer from Fox Sports Radio. Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing on this fine Thursday?
Wonderful.
Not bad, not bad at all. And Mike, me and Vinny were talking maybe off air about this a little bit, about the AL Cy Young race, and you hear about Tarik Skubal and Corbin Burns here in Baltimore. Nolan had brought up Emmanuel Clase, the closer for the Guardians, and Byers Cale a little bit earlier as a name from out of the bullpen that could be thrown in the hat. What does the AL Cy Young race look like for you right now?
Well, I think as you go down the road, it's always difficult unless you're just the absolute most dominant force in entertainment. I'll steal from The Rock for a second, to get the closer in the mix. I mean, we've seen it before, right? Certainly a couple of times in our history, but generally when you look at it, for me, it comes down to Skubal and Burns. And, you know, for Skubal, a guy that was supposed to be traded at the deadline, and there he is still toiling for Detroit, putting up 14 wins for that squad with the ridiculous numbers that he's put up. It'll be tough to beat him unless he falters down the stretch, but I think it's fun to actually turn some attention to the pitching side of the equation, because really all we've talked about this year is Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and a couple of the heavy hitters, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. and such. So, you know, I know obviously a guy with the bird on the hat helps as well to get that conversation percolating.
Now, Mike, what do you think about, you know, the Chargers? Because Harbaugh's offering Kaepernick a coaching job. Is that to eventually be a player for them? I don't know. And then how's Herbert coming along? Because it seems like his 2 weeks are about up.
Well, I would say this. From the first, does anybody really care? In terms of playing, no. I don't think there's anything to that, or at least I've heard nothing to that from the people I've talked to out here. You know, it's really been a more or less a nothing burger. In terms of stories, people would rather have Harbaugh answer for some of the other. I think this is just obfuscation, so people don't ask him about Michigan anymore. So he can go and find a different thing to talk about. As for Herbert, I mean, there's, again, been really no update. Just he's progressing to play week one. That's as best as we've heard. How quickly he gets back on a football field, I don't know. But it's a real tough watch. And this week we got Rams and Chargers. Tickets available at SoFi for all of $9 if you want to go see that game out here in Los Angeles to see Easton Stick sling it.
I'm sure people are lining up for that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Mike, we saw J.J. McCarthy. He had a torn meniscus. He ended up having surgery, ending his season really before it even gets started. And I think a lot of people expected Sam Darnold to probably start the year for the Vikings with the idea that McCarthy would eventually take over. What do the Vikings do now? Do you see them kind of just going with Darnold, or do you think they'll make a move and try to get a competitive quarterback in there to try to salvage the season?
Well, I think it comes down, and we had a little bit of a discussion, Smith and I, on our show last night about this, and we got some people in Minnesota that were kind of mad at us because we did look at it from a, hey, you've got 17 games to play, right? It's not like this is week 8 and this happens. You've got Jefferson. You've got Addison. He seemed to have avoided a serious injury on the practice field. You got Hockenson, and you brought in Aaron Jones. Not to mention, you got a pretty decent defense. I know they've had some attrition and Danielle Hunter left and all, but you look at it as you don't go into a season saying, "Hey, we're just that terrible." You can't if you're the Patriots or the Panthers, but you know, for this squad, I'd be shocked if they didn't go out into the marketplace and find themselves another quarterback. Now you got Mullins and you got Hall, who've been serviceable at points, and really, it's a lot of eggs in the basket of Sam Darnold, and folks are excited to see if O'Connell's the guy that finally unlocks whatever greatness might be there. I think throwing to Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson might help in some of that. But, yeah, I think you go and you at least kick the tires, right? I mean, I don't know. We've seen the name Bailey Zappe come up. Ryan Tannehill still doesn't have a job. Not that he's a world beater, but, you know, you're looking around whoever loses the Raiders' job, et cetera. I know Derek Carr's name came up as well. I would think the Raiders would like to reacquire him if they could. But you go all the way down the line, it would be foolish for anybody to just say, well, they were going to finish fourth in division. And, yes, they have long odds relative to the other three teams. But, you know, full season to play and a lot of talent on that squad. So I think they'll be active.
Mike, before I ask you about fantasy football, now, I watched the closing ceremony of the Olympics. I thought maybe I'd see you at the concert there for LA 28. And then what are you and your partners going to be broadcasting for LA 20? Do you guys have, like, beach volleyball or anything set up?
Well, I don't know. That's 4 years from now. A lot can change and a lot can happen in 4 years.
Well, Snoop will still be here smoking weed, leading the deal.
Well, I mean, that's really kind of funny, right? Shikari Richardson couldn't participate because of weed a couple of years ago, and now Snoop's the global ambassador. Oh, in Paris, not just in LA, in Paris. The other thing is, if I'd followed directions by what they tried to perpetrate, I would have ended up in Venice Beach while that concert happened down in Long Beach. Yes, they perpetrated frauds upon you, other than the movie magic of Tom Cruise, people. The Red Hot and putting the Red Hot Chili Peppers out there? What the hell? That's the best we can come up with out of Los Angeles? Come on.
All right, anyway, now what about the fantasy? What do you got going on with the fantasy right now?
Well, we're getting ready to relaunch the pod. It's a little later than normal, you know, putting all the ducks in the row, as well as let's get these initial injuries out of the way and see a little bit of actual football before going too crazy on it. But, yeah, right now it's trying to find those diamonds in the rough. Everybody's starting to have their drafts, which means my phone, if I had, you know, one of those things that could automatically charge you for text sent, I would have made my weekly salary in just yesterday with the number of messages I was getting with people having to do their rankings. But, you know, trying to find those value in those secondary running backs, obviously you only have a few bell cows when you look at McCaffrey and for now, Breece Hall, Taylor, Barkley, and Derrick Henry. But, you know, trying to find that second tier of guys, third tier of guys that may find some opportunity, or Zach Moss or Chase Brown or guys like Nick Chubb on the rebound. You know, people are staying away from him, thinking Jerome Ford could wrest that job and take on the lion's share. So maybe a little bit of value, a little bit deeper in a draft. I'm looking at Rashawn Johnson selfishly as a Bears fan. I think he's going to end up having to see the field quite a bit to give them the balance in the force. But, you know, Elijah Mitchell, is Christian McCaffrey going to get through another 17 games? So all of those things, those are the things that keep me up at night, Vinny.
Well, Mike, sticking in the fantasy world, last year, Puka Nacua, he kind of blew away fantasy owners. I kind of struck gold picking him up off the waivers before the season had even started. And I'm sure a lot of other people were lucky enough to do that as well. That won't be the case this year. We're definitely going to have to draft him. Where could you see people slotted, kind of looking for Puka Nacua this year? I know league size matters, but assuming 12, 16-man leagues.
Yeah, if you're going to the 12-team league, I mean, he's probably the sixth or seventh receiver coming off the board, depending how much you trust a rebound season and the distribution there in Philadelphia when you start looking at Brown versus, you know, the other receivers. In, you know, Devontae Smith has gotten a lot of rave reviews. How much do you push him up? By consensus, he's a back end too. But, you know, I've seen a lot of folks that flip him and A.J. Brown as to where they expect it. Do you think Marvin Harrison Jr. hits the ground running? Do you trust Devontae Adams to pile up massive numbers with the quarterbacks that he's got? All of that to say, you know, so long as Stafford is upright, that's the big question with Nakua's ceiling, right, is not Cooper Kupp or whatever else might be stolen from him. It's just if Matthew Stafford's not there. Hamstring injury took him off practice field yesterday, but if he's not there for the full, you know, 15 of the 17, then we have some downside. But for me, he'd be just outside that upper tier of Lamb and Hill and Amon-Ra and Jefferson and those guys.
What about the Ravens? You know, where do you see a lot of their guys, Mike?
Well, I think Henry's the back end top 10 running back. Lamar's going to come off, you know, whatever metal stand most likely. Although some curiosity with the weight loss and all, how much of the freight he carries, and is he not going to carry the ball around the goal line? But if Mark Andrews is healthy, does that get balanced by the fact that you have, you know, him as a security blanket there in the red zone? And then you look at the receivers. Zay Flowers for me is a back end number two with a bit of upside potential, and then it kind of drips off from there as you go.
Mike, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time. How can people catch you on Fox Sports Radio?
Well, every night, 4 hours of yelling with Smith. That would be, what, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern time. Always on the app. You can catch us there. And then I promote the hell out of it, you know, Carnival Barker that I am. Instagram and Twitter, at Swollen Dome. And, yes, you're welcome to send me all sorts of fantasy questions. Or do like Cordell did and give me the humble brag of the guy that you stole from your league last year. The only problem is now you have to do it again.
Cordell. Yeah, now I got to try to – now I got to figure out where to draft him. I pride myself on my drafting, so I feel good about it, Mike. Appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, Mike.
I look forward to the draft special that we do, fellas. You guys have a great week, okay?
You too, yep.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll wrap things up, take one last trip through the fun house before Inside Access takes over at 2. That's next here on The Fan. For whatever reason, I see The Athletic has put this out. I haven't been able to read the story yet to see if they put a reason as to why in there. But, yeah, RG3 off of ESPN right now. Do we have a featured artist Friday winner?
We do. A little bit different tomorrow, but Whitney Houston will
okay.
be our featured
nice.
Artist.
Can't go wrong with that one at all. So Whitney Houston, our featured artist Friday.
You ever watched the movie The Bodyguard?
Yes.
That's Norm, have you seen that one?
I don't believe I have.
Oh, you need to watch that with Kevin Costner. Mm-hmm.
Is that my homework tonight?
Yes.
All right.
It's a really good movie. I've seen it a bunch of times. You know, and she's got a lot of songs on there and stuff, but Kevin Costner's The Bodyguard, and it's a good story.
Yeah, Whitney finds a way to get the singing in there. The Preacher's Wife, same thing. She sung her butt off in that one, too. But yeah, always good day if we're playing Whitney Houston. Let's go through the fun house.
Quick draws, fun house. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's see. This texter here says Josh Johnson is just fine for the Ravens' backup job. If Lamar goes down, they'll be running the ball nonstop with Henry and Hill anyway. Heck, I'd let Henry run the Wildcat if needed.
I mean, I think Henry might need to run the Wildcat anyway. Honestly, he's been so good at it in his career in Tennessee. Might as well keep that going.
This texter says, don't play Wiggins or any starters as far as I'm concerned on Saturday. Health will always be more valuable than getting a few extra reps. Every team is going to be sluggish to start the season anyway.
Well, I think the O-line has to play. Yeah, I mean, we're talking the right tackle, the right guard, and left guard. They have to play. They need reps, and they need to find out who's going to win those jobs, number one. And then I think Armour Davis, he needs to play. Ajabo, he needs to play. Now, Simpson, I can go either way. I mean, if they play him, I think good. If they play him, it's because they think that he needs more reps, and maybe he'll be wearing the green dot again. So I don't have a problem with that one. I just want to see Armour Davis make some plays.
This texter, an interesting thought here on Kobe Mayo's demotion, says the minor league playoffs should be coming up here soon. I don't know if that's part of the consideration, but also just not going to be getting consistent enough play time here in the majors. Might as well send him down there for games that will actually matter quite a bit.
I mean,
well, on a minor league scale.
Yeah, on a minor league scale, it'll matter. I mean, look,
this Boston series is a lot more important than those playoffs down there.
Very much so. Like I said, if their reasoning is they just want to get him back out there to be able to play consistently, all right, I guess. What else can we do? If they want to say that they want his defense to continue to improve, all right, whatever. I mean, what's done is done at this point. I haven't always agreed with the way that the Orioles have handled some of their top prospects. But I go along with it because, you know, they seem to know best, and more times than not, their situation ends up working out for them. This one, though, I would have liked to see him get a little more run.
Now the question is for September call-ups. All right, now Mayo, and both him and Kerstad find themselves down there. I believe you get one position player, one pitcher for the roster expansion, and of course you can make regular moves beyond that, but is there really a way that we can get both these guys back up here at the same time in September, or are they going to have to pick between the two?
Yeah, that's going to be the key, because like you said, you only get two players called up, and I think it is one of each. So yeah, hopefully one of those guys are back up here before that, so you don't have to worry about that. I think Kerstad is in the same boat. He had a spurt here at the major league level where he was kind of helping carry the lineup for a little bit. So, yeah, I'd like to see both of these guys up here, but I understand the play time is scarce.
And one last one here, a texter with a question about Aaron Judge, or at least his home run pace, says if he plays the rest of the season healthy, do you think he's on pace over under to reach or surpass 57 home runs? I don't know why the texter's fixated on 57. That wouldn't be a career high. His career high was 62. Maybe that was the betting market over-under.
Okay, maybe.
That seems a little high anyway for a betting over-under. But 57, he's at 43 right now.
I mean, he could definitely get
that. What is there, like 40 games left?
A month and a half, so yeah, roughly.
Around there. Yeah, he could definitely get that if he's going to play every day.
If they'll pitch to him.
Doesn't get hurt. Right. Yeah, if they're going to pitch to him, but he still just finds a way. I mean, it feels like whenever they do decide to pitch to him, he makes them pay immediately. So,
and he finds
we'll
that
see.
Short wall. Chicago, left field's the short wall. New York, right field's the short wall.
He's the total package, man. I can't say many negative things about the guy.
And he said he was pissed off, you know, that they intentionally walked the guy in front of him.
Oh, I'm sure. That doesn't happen very often.
And he hit a 3-0 pitch.
Right.
Like, screw you guys.
That's why it's good that, I mean, for Yankees fans, the way that they have moved this lineup a little bit to let Soto be right there to protect them. Coming up next here on 105.7 The Fan, I should say. We have inside access. They're live out at Pickles Pub getting you ready for Orioles Red Sox game one of this four-game set pivotal series in the American League East. We'll see if the Orioles can get off to a good start. We'll be back here tomorrow morning to recap it all and much more. Until tomorrow morning, class dismissed.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.